You're tuned to WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley at 88.1 FM in Allentown and Bethlehem, 93.9 in Easton and Phillipsburg, 93.7 in Fogelsville and Trexlertown, and worldwide on the web at WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. Well, I'm Carlos Benjamin, and joined in the studio this afternoon by a group that's going to be debuting the Levitt Pavilion Series at Steel Stacks on Friday, May 16th. Welcome to the studio, Our Griffins. There we go. Well, yeah, welcome to WDIY. So you guys, this is the first time for you playing the Levitt Pavilion Series, is that right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And this is, you've been playing in the area a little bit and touring around. We're gonna talk to you about a lot of stuff that's been going on in your life, because you guys have been pretty busy and you got a lot of stuff coming up. And we've been giving your recording, Michael Boyd, a lot of attention here on The Blend in WDIY. So you're going to be playing some tunes from that, I take it, this afternoon.
Yeah.
So what would you like to start us out with?
Not Here Entirely.
I'm not
Our Griffins in the studios of WDIY, live and cooking. That sounds great. Tell us the name of that tune again.
It's called Not Here Entirely.
Is there something you can share with us about that? This is DJ Brown talking.
I remember I wrote it on a synthesizer. It's about a dad being far away from his family.
As a matter of fact, family comes into not only the name of the band, but the name of the album as well. Right? Is both of those, there's family influences. I've been researching my family history recently.
Fair, cool.
And then I read, you know, about how, same thing for you. You went through some discovery of things about your family. And,
sure.
And maybe you didn't know that much, and you, and through that discovery, you kind of brought that at least into the name of the
band.
Sure,
yeah.
In your songwriting.
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a struggle with, like, when people, when songwriters sit down, write songs, people who write songs, whatever you want to call them, there's these, like, emotionally diary like songs that you generally go towards, and I wanted to get away from that because I didn't feel like telling people or having to sing it a whole bunch of times what I'm going through. So kind of as an outlet to get away from that, something that I was thinking about a lot 2 years ago is my family and what they've gone through, and I just started writing about that, and it's honestly opens the door to more avenues lyrically and ultimately artistically.
So with this in particular, the band, the name of the band, Our Griffins, mm-hmm. comes from a family name.
Yeah, it's my mom's maiden name. It's Griffin. Griffin's my mom's maiden name.
And so also the name of the album, Michael Boyd.
Yeah, that's the name of my uncle who passed away, I think, like, I was really young when it happened, probably like 6 years old. So like, 98, passed away of MS, but there's a few stories that I heard from my mom that impacted me, and I just decided to name the record after him.
So when did you guys, when did this group get together, and when did you really start the music? I'm talking with DJ Brown of Our Griffins here on The Blend. You wrote all the songs for the recording, mm-hmm. and you had some other people on the recording, and now you have some people here. So can you talk a little bit about that evolution of the band members and how you guys came together?
What happened, I did a record, I guess that was 2 years ago now, essentially. And I did it with my very good friend, Todd Scheid, who is in the back right over there. And basically, like, we needed to make a live band. And Travis Hobby joined.
Yeah.
What's up?
He's playing guitar. Alex LaQuette joined, who's playing upright bass right now. And Johnny Kimmock joined playing drums. And honestly, these guys, we've all gotten to know each other pretty well. Last year, we've only been playing together for about a year now. And now it certainly feels like a band. It feels like we're friends making music together and running around the country, and sort of. We've only done that for about 10 days so far. But it's really exciting because these guys are amazing.
And you're opening up the series at Levitt Pavilion on May 16th and mm-hmm. also playing the Mock Junk Opera House. And that date is on May 22nd. So you got a couple of shows coming up this month. And it looks like the Mock Junk Opera House is part of their 40-story radio tower project, which is series of performances taking place on Thursday, and they're going to put them all on their website, so you're going to be part of that.
Nice.
Is that right? Is there anything you want to add to that, that what's coming up there?
The Funhouse on May 30th. We're playing with Voix Voix.
All right.
Right down the road.
And right here in South Bethlehem. It's first Friday, so great. There's an opportunity to actually get out for some music tonight if you're out and about. Play us another tune, and tell us a little bit about it.
The song's called Come and Wake Me Up. It's about relationship. Staring down and made to say
the season and the time we stop. I was off in a march, building up a collective heart from those I met through train.
Eric Griffin's here on The Blend on WDIY, playing live in our studios and sounding great. Today, as part of the band and visiting probably maybe for the fourth time that I've had on the air here, is John Kimmock, who's part of the band, playing drums.
Hi.
And John, you did a residency last year at Porter's Pub.
Yeah.
And were you playing with some of these guys last year, with either in this incarnation or even in a different kind of setting?
Yeah, we played together. It was like I had booked it with Porter's, and then these guys hopped on at the last minute because I just started playing with them, and we wanted to just try out some of the live stuff. So, yeah, this some of our first live shows, I think, as a four-piece, I guess. Yeah.
I must have been at that show.
Yeah, you might have been at one of our first ones.
Yeah, yeah, and that was a great show. I remember that, and I just couldn't recall if, you know, now it's all coming back. That was about a year ago. And you've been involved with several groups over the years, like XVSK and also New Madrid Faults. How did you connect with these guys?
I guess it was really Todd Scheid who called me, and me and DJ started playing together. And then maybe a week after me and DJ met up and hung out for a couple hours, I came to a rehearsal and played some tunes, and from there we've just been hanging out and playing ever since. So yeah, they got in touch with me, which was nice.
Now, the band was recently down in New Orleans and also South by Southwest, and I know you've played down in that area before. So was it kind of a new experience this time? Were you doing something different with this band than what you've done before down there?
Yeah, it's always different. No matter who you're playing with. New Orleans was cool. We got to stay with Alex's family and spend a couple days there. And that was a great part of the trip. And Austin was, crazy and lots of fun, too. So,
yeah. Would anybody else like to share that experience? I mean, for the band Travis, what was it like for you when you guys descended on South by Southwest? Was it just a huge and overwhelming experience? Or
it was, but I think we were prepared for. We had a lot of crawfish in New Orleans, and that really got us ready for whatever we were to deal with. So, really came through the music too.
So we're talking with Our Griffins playing live on the air here at on the Blend on WDIY. I'm Carlos Benjamin. So you were down there on this tour. You were mentioning earlier about 10 days or so, going around the country a bit, or those two cities mainly, and then came back. How did that work out on traveling around?
We played, we did 10 shows.
Yeah,
10. We did 10 shows. So we played all the way down to Austin, kind of getting ready for that. And so by the time we got down to Texas, we were pretty ready to play. We were like, I think, well rehearsed.
And how were you received?
Pretty well, I guess. I mean, we didn't get booed, so it's something.
Well, you're pretty modest. You're coming up in late July. You're playing the Exponential Music Festival down in Philly.
Yeah.
Or it's in Camden, actually, right?
Yeah, Camden Waterfront.
And you've got other things happening down there as well for some live performances?
Yeah. We're playing at the Underground Arts on May 8th, which is next Thursday.
And we got the TLA we're playing in June, I believe. That's on June 6th with Kishibashi, who's from what I hear, a great fellow. So.
And you got a variety of gigs coming up around the area, the big one coming up soon is at the Levitt Pavilion, May 16th, opening that whole series, and then at the Mauchunk Opera House on Thursday the 22nd. So we mentioned that before. We want to get that in. So what would you like to close us out with?
Nottingham in a Basement.
All right. This is Our Griffins in our studios here on WDIY. All these tunes you played this afternoon are from the latest recording, Michael Boyd.
They are, yeah.
All right.
Anything.
that's it to raise a soul. I'm not here to please the world. I'm here to feel alive. I'm here to feel alive. Got you quiet and opposed. 21 years of waiting, got him faithless in the world. Sing songs for the rotten, the careless and the weak. When one thing says it's worth it, it's the rhythm that saves. The rhythm that saves. All your sides. All your sides.
Howard Griffin's live on the air here at WDIY in our studios. You guys are sounding really great with this new recording called Michael Boyd. Look for them to play out live on May 16th at Levitt Pavilion at Steel Stacks, also May 22nd at the Mauchunk Opera House, and in late July at the Exponential Music Festival. Thanks for being our guest this afternoon on The Blend.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.